Well, get ready for some additional exegetical credits today. This is what's called the famous Q Logion. Since it's from Q, it's in Luke, it's in Matthew. And it's a wonderful passage indeed. The Synoptic Gospels very, very much respect the title that Jesus used for himself. And that's the title used for Jesus throughout the Synoptic Gospels, which is the Son of Man. And the way that Jesus uses that title, Son of Man, it is, of course, taken from Daniel 7:13 through 15, where the Son of Man, the apocalyptic Son of Man, who is going to come as the judge of the entire world, comes on his throne surrounded by his angels to do this judgment. He is sent by God on a throne with angels from the heavenly kingdom. He has been with God and he's coming to us as the judge of the world. So that's the title that Jesus gives to himself. But there are intimations from Jesus that he is the Son of God. And of course, we know that because he keeps implying this. He first of all says that the kingdom of God is coming in his own person. Only God can bring the kingdom of God in his own person. So, of course, again, we see, you know, that Jesus says, I'm going to defeat Satan in my own person, right? And of course, only God can defeat Satan in his own person. These are the tasks that are left to Yahweh alone. You know, so we're getting this impression. Jesus is healing people by his own power and authority. He doesn't make recourse to the Father for his power. He does it in his own name. Notice when the Pharisees accuse him of exercising and healing by they accuse him of doing so by the power of Beelzebul, right? The prince of demons, to which Jesus responds, but if I do these things by the power of God, then know that the kingdom of God is upon you now. So, of course, he is a clear divine figure that the Pharisees are going to have to reconcile themselves to. His divinity is almost bursting at the seams, though he doesn't say, I am God or the Son of God. And of course, but he does to his disciples. And here we have, right in the Synoptic Gospel, right, Jesus doesn't tell the crowds, he doesn't tell the Pharisees, for the obvious reason, if he said, hey, I'm God, or I'm the Son of God, that's it, end of story, you'll be stoned to death immediately, stop the ministry. Jesus can't do that, so who does he tell? Of course, he tells three people. First, obviously, his family knows, because of the revelation, right, that is given to his mother Mary. So he doesn't have to tell her. Number two, the second group is his apostles. And we hear it today from the famous Q Logion. All things have been given over to me by my Father. Now we know that's a Jesus statement. We know that comes out of his lips, because every pater mu pater is an Abba surrogate. That is to say, it addresses the Father as Abba. And that is specifically Jesus' way of speaking. There are five my fathers in this thing. There are five Abba reference in this thing. So of course, in this passage, in this Q Logion. So this is something that Jesus clearly spoke. You don't have to worry. This is not a Matthew redaction. This is not a Luke redaction. This is coming right out of Jesus' lips. And then what does he say? All things have been given over to me by my Abba, by my Father, right? What does that mean? That means all things are not like things on, scattered around. its power, its authority, the whole nature of God himself is given to Jesus. That's what that means. That's unbelievable. I mean, the only people he can tell is his apostles, because if he doesn't, if he tells this to anybody else, that's it, end of the ministry. He's going to be brought up and charged as a blasphemy. More on that in a minute. And so he goes on to say, no one knows the Son but the Father, and no one knows the Father but the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Don't think the word know here means intellectual conception. This is not an act of intellect alone. Knowing means to be intrinsically united to. Jesus is a Semite. He doesn't have a Greek view of the world that separates mental, mind-like knowing from intimate, interpersonal knowing. So take the knowing out of there. That's a Greek translation, just like pater mu is a translation of the Semitic of the Hebrew Aramaic Abba. The key thing here is that the knowing means no one is intimately related to the Father except the Son, and no one is intimately related to the Son except the Father. So it's exclusive, intimate relationship that it goes back beyond, before Jesus's birth to this earth, and of course it is manifest in the fact that all of God's authority, power, and nature is invested in Jesus, has been given over to Jesus. I mean, this is such a remarkably high Christology in Semitic terms that we know came right out of Jesus' mouth, right? That you think it's literally a Johannine, a John's gospel bolt come into the synoptic blue. I mean, it's unbelievable. And of course, it's Jesus. He's proclaiming it indisputably to his apostles. I'm the Son of God. I mean, you can't have it any more clearly in a Semitic way. And then to top it off, who's the third recipient where it comes right out the door who he is? That's right. To the high priest at his trial, are you the Son of the Most High, the Divine One? I am, says Jesus. That's it. As N.T. Wright says, the moment he says that, they have to literally invent a charge for him. Do you realize that there is no charge in the whole of Judaism and Roman law for blasphemy? They had to invent a special charge for Jesus, and that they did. And that's the reason they crucified him, because he claimed, as in today's gospel before his apostles, he claimed before the high priest in the whole trial that he indeed was the Son of God. Amen.